At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM channel 159. If you want to get your hot takes in, I know you got plays out there. There's four NBA games tonight, a plethora of Major League Baseball action, Stanley Cup hockey, and also the NFL draft from tomorrow. And a quick update. Oh my goodness, it's official. Aaron Rodgers was traded. Yeah, we understand that from yesterday, but looks like everything's signed on the dotted line, and away Aaron Rodgers goes. If you want to get hot takes in, 844-843-6879. We're going to find out where JP is going tonight. Now, there's so much going on in this Knicks-Cavs game that I'm just going to let it play out here, JP. Let the people know where you're going tonight, and then I'm going to analyze it. Go ahead.
I would only do this in a series because they've played each other a bunch of times in a row, so you kind of know how the matchup goes. I got Cavs money line with Donovan Mitchell over 30.5 because he's got to go over that if they're going to win that game.
There you go.
And then
there
I got Knicks money line with RJ over 17.5.
Uh-huh.
I think if they win that game, they need RJ to step up.
Correlated stuff there. And getting back to that point, which I'm glad you brought that up here, because why don't we just start on the Knicks-Cavaliers game? And the reason why I have my eye on Donovan Mitchell, it wasn't necessarily where JP is going here with the 29.5. But it's just that what we're used to with Donovan Mitchell. The Cavaliers have their back up against the wall. The Cavaliers are home. They don't win tonight. They don't play anymore. Now, does that always equate to a big performance and a usage rate for your superstar? And also, with that usage rate, conversion percentage, which means you were very efficient on the offensive end. I don't know if that's the case. But having said that, the first game of this series at home, Donovan Mitchell played 43 minutes. He shot 30 times in that game, which included 6 of 16 from three-point range for 38 points. Obviously, we know Donovan Mitchell has it in him, because if you just go back to the regular season, he sat out against the Charlotte Hornets and the Orlando Magic before they started their playoff series with the New York Knicks. Those four games previous, 40 minutes, 33 shots, 44 points. Against the Knicks on March 31st, 39 minutes, 23 shots, 42 points. Against the Indiana Pacers, 39 minutes, 25 shots, 40 points. You see where we're trending here? Then doesn't play those two games, comes back against the Knicks and shoots 30 times for those 38 points, and then hasn't found himself. He only shot 11 times in game two, 17 points. He shot 19 times in game three. In game four, 18 times. And by the way, he didn't even make a three-point shot there, which if I scroll back, when is the last time he didn't even make a three-point shot? It would have been March 17th, when 0 of 6 against the Washington Wizards for 20 points. After that, I'm going to just read you the attempts for Donovan Mitchell. 9, 9, 9, 12, 9, 9, 9. Takes those two games off. 16, 5, 8, and 4. Thibodeau is actually doing a very good job right now of bothering Donovan Mitchell, because the volume is what we're really used to when we're dealing with Donovan Mitchell. It's true. So if we're looking from a betting perspective, the 29.5, you think his usage rate's going to be, there's a chance he gets it, yes. But you know what I'm more confident too? If it's almost like a correlation. His three-point prop is 3.5 at a minus 122, which means he has to knock down four of those. He did that in game one. He made two in game two, two in game three, and none in game four. The usage rate has to get back. If you tell me right now, I'm going to get 10 three-point shots out of Donovan Mitchell tonight, he's going to make four of those. I honestly believe that. I really do. I think he does. So that's the way I would play that angle tonight with Donovan Mitchell. I think it makes a lot of sense. I truly do. Darius Garland, 2.5 three-point shots. But if there is one prop bet and one player that I'm circling, it's probably going to be Mitchell, but it's going to be his three-point shots as opposed to his total itself of 29.5. Garland in this game for the Cavs, 21.5. Mobley, 13.5. Jared Allen, 12.5. Caris LeVert, 13.5. Now for the Knicks, Jalen Brunson, 23.5 points. Julius Randle, 21.5 points. R.J. Barrett, 17.5. Mitchell Robinson, 6.5. But again, as a fan, I'm not going to be necessarily involved in this game one way or another. Again, if there's a chance I bet this, it is going to be that Donovan Mitchell prop. The 202 scares me. It's almost like when you see the total of 202. It's a number that's so low. And again, you know me, guys. I'm always under the preface of what makes sense. It's there for a reason. They didn't just pick 202 and say, that's the game that gets 202 tonight. Oh, my goodness, that's a steal. It's 202 because that series has been unbelievably sloppy. And would you be surprised at the end of the first quarter, it's 23-19? No, you wouldn't be, right? We wouldn't be surprised by that. But also at the same time, come on. Like 51-50 at the break. Even 51-47, like, you're, hey, man, I'm getting home on this bet. And that's what you have to weigh. So the NBA games, four of them, we're going to get down to the nuts and bolts, just like we just did in that Cleveland Cavaliers game. Let's pick some spots, let's have some fun and see what works. Four games on the slate tonight. Sensational stuff. It's Moneyline, SiriusXM Channel 159, right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let the block know we back up over here, people. Yes! Moneyline. Hour number two, trying to cash some tickets here. Round robin that we had out for the good people. And again, if you don't follow me on Twitter, please do. At RightsideVP, always sharing tickets, having some fun. And we are an interactive show, which means if you don't have time to call in at 844-843-6879, hit me up at RightsideVP. You got any questions? You got plays? You got takes? Something I said, it happens all the time. Hey, Don, that's a terrible take that you have there about a movie, about food, or about a sports play, or a topic. That's what we do here. But we have cash right now. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to get an RBI plus 135 has one. Anthony Rizzo, Yankees, over a half of an RBI, which again, to get one RBI or more, plus 185 in the door. So now we're waiting on Willy Adames, and we're waiting on Matt Chapman now to do some damage here and get us a nice profitable afternoon as Kenta Maeda just leaves the game here for the Minnesota Twins, down 9-1 in the top of the fourth inning. So many people getting on the Yankees for not scoring. Well, today, the Yankees certainly doing some damage. So we'll keep the people updated quickly here on what's going around in Major League Baseball right now in the afternoon. Seven afternoon games, six already underway. They are as follows. The Reds, 3-2 over the Texas Rangers, top of the sixth inning. The Baltimore Orioles, 4-1 currently now over the Boston Red Sox. Chicago and Toronto, or the White Sox and Toronto, that is a 4-0 game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And in the top of the fourth inning, as we're just going over, the New York Mets and the Minnesota Twins, that's a 9-1 game where the Yanks have the lead. And Cleveland The Guardians have a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning over the Colorado Rockies, and Milwaukee a 3-0 lead over the Detroit Tigers. So underway, things looking good for us. Hopefully we can cash in with some more RBI props and have ourselves a nice little profitable day. Just got a status alert here. George Springer has left the game here for the Toronto Blue Jays. Also, Herman Marquez out of the game as well. So there you go. And that, obviously, Herman Marquez of the Colorado Rockies. Now, let's get back to the card here in the NBA tonight, because I'm pretty excited about it. But before I do that, you know there are some hot topics that I like to bring up from time to time. Some of those lightning rod things, right? Things that you just see come across your timeline and say, ooh, does that sound right? What do we think about it? And it's Colorado, and it's Deion Sanders, who I think they made the absolute 1,000% correct move to bring in Deion Sanders to be the head football coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. Just a downtrodden program, one of the worst in college football last year. And Boulder, Colorado, just outside of Denver, it's a hot spot for football. They're supposed to be good. It's supposed to be cold weather. You're supposed to see them battling in the cold. It's a great football atmosphere in a beautiful backdrop in that city. They were dead on arrival before Deion got there. Deion gets there, they're selling out their spring game. Everything is going the way he wants it with the momentum. I'm not talking about the players themselves. We're going to get there. But the momentum for the program, having an excitement about the program. I believe they're sold out for every single football game home this year that they're going to play in, which is incredible. You saw the contrast, if you're on social media, between spring games from 2022 to 2023. It's not even close. It's unbelievable. You had a sellout, and it looked like previously before, a couple students hanging out in the bleachers. No excitement whatsoever. However, you figure that Deion Sanders eventually is going to get this program going. He's got an unbelievable personality. We'll be able to recruit with the best of them. But I'm not so sure what he's doing right now is the most productive thing he can do. Now, college football right now certainly is a business for coaches and players. You have the ability to transfer. You have the ability to make money. So we can be a little bit more harsh on these quote-unquote student athletes. And the reason why Deion came in, and he basically told them in that first meeting, you know, I'm bringing my own luggage with me, and it's Louis, which means you guys stunk last year. I'm not a coach that's about to be stinking next year. And there's a reason why you guys didn't win much games. Sure, it might have been your coaching staff, and you guys weren't ready. But maybe the players here aren't up to par on what you anticipate for a Power 5 school. And he's going to shake the tree loose, and some of the players that don't want to be there certainly are going to transfer out right away, and they did. But it seems like an avalanche of transfers. Now, you can say, yeah, that's fine. He's getting, you know, the dogs in the program to keep them there, the guys who want to be there. Oh, I understand that from a competitive standpoint. I honestly do. But they're down to 16 returning scholarship players, tongue twister there, from 2022. That's not great for depth. And even though eventually Deion doesn't need these guys, Deion actually needs these guys more than those guys need him right now. Because you don't have your footing in that program yet. When Deion has two or three classes under his belt where he brings in 30 and 30 of his guys and 10 guys left over, so you have that many. And then, again, if Deion stays there, let's just say, stands there for 4 years, he's going to have an entire roster that bought into what he's selling. He doesn't have that yet. But when guys leave the program at that alarming type rate, you hear what's going on like behind the scenes. And again, we're not shedding any tears for the players who feel a little bit disrespected. This is big-time college football. You got to produce or people get fired. And your last head coach, yeah, he got fired. So Deion Sanders is in there to resurrect that program, which means he has to do it his way. But sometimes doing it your way in the first year can be counterproductive. You still need players on a practice squad there, right, to give you the looks of the second and third team here. You still need guys that are going to help you out with depth when you battle through injuries. We know you have your guys, and that's the way you want it. But in that first year, maybe you don't come in and really crack that whip and say, you know, I'm the man in town. If you don't like it, it's my way or the highway, because you're left with a depleted football program, which can be counterproductive. So if you come in with the likes of, you know what, I'm going to tell these guys, I don't know what your future plans of this program are. I'm really going to work hard. But still love some of these guys up. Because even though they're not your guys, they can still be depth and having, certainly, they were Division I scholarship athletes. So they're not all bad. You'll find some of the good in those players, even if they're not yours. And if you're out there, high school, college that you played maybe, you went through a coaching change. I did in college. You try to win the affection of the new coach that comes in, right? He doesn't know you from Adam. He doesn't have any idea who you are. But you certainly shouldn't come in and say, hey, you know what? I don't know any of you guys. I'm just bringing in my guys, and that's the way it's going to be, and that's just the way it's going to be. So for him this year, you know, ingratiating some of those guys, picking them up when they're down, because he needs them for depth this year. But when you only have 16 returning scholarship players from the previous season, that's an issue. And especially if you get a rash of injuries early in the football season, and I'm not even talking about during the actual game playing. I'm talking about in camp. You need those camp bodies. There's a reason why you show up with like 100 deep in football camp in college. You know, you can't give out that many scholarships, but you have gray shirts and you have walk-ons out there trying to win a spot. The reason why you do that is because you don't have to give your number ones all of those reps. You say, man, that team has five quarterbacks? What? Yeah, there's a reason. The starting quarterback's not going to throw every single play out there. He needs time off. You can't burn that arm strength up. So I do applaud what Deion Sanders has done from a perspective of, let me get energy inside this program. But as I said, the kids that are there right now, he actually needs them more than they need him. They can get out at any time. And I'm sure he's looking at going like, well, hey, just because 30 guys over the past week have hit the portal, that means, you know, they don't want to be here and I'm shaking the tree. A little bit of it does that. But also, do you know when a player is just using the human psyche? Players want to be loved by their coaches. They do. And sometimes when it's just a small thing, you make a nice tackle in practice. Deion shouts out, hey, 54, it's a great play there. Even in the back of Deion's mind going like, I don't know if that guy's going to be able to snuff. Or running back, hey, great blitz pickup over there, 23. Even if you know he's not going to be your starter, that still makes that player feel really good. Or a special team standout in practice who covers a punt relentlessly five straight times. Hey, 22, that's good coverage down there. Love those players up a little bit. You might not need them in the future. And as I said, you actually need those players way more than they're going to need you, especially in that first year. Just wanted to get that hot topic out there with Deion and the Colorado Buffaloes. There'll be a lot of eyeballs on that program. A lot of lovers and haters going up against Deion. But we got more NBA to tackle next, and that's what we're going to do. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good times had by all here on Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. Hot topics all over the place. NBA action tonight. Baseball all afternoon long, including the Yankees. 11-1 right now over the Minnesota Twins. I do have two of my four legs in the door of my round robin, so I have a guaranteed profit. Just cheering on Matt Chapman and Willy Adames each to get an RBI, that would be sensational. But even if just one of those two guys wants to get an RBI, that would be sensational. The phone lines here are open. 844-843-6879. We're going to get to Chris in Austin now coming in. Look, Austin, Texas? Does that mean Bijan Robinson territory? Speak to me, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, man. Good afternoon, DRS. Yeah, he did a real good thing here, man. He had like a football camp for the kids, and they were interviewing him. And he told, man, he's a good kid. He's a good kid. And he said he wanted to play with Jalen Hurts at number 10. I had heard a few rumors that he may go there.
So good.
But I'm like you, man.
In Philadelphia,
right? Longhorn. Hey, Bijan, man, he's got the quickness. Yeah. He's got the temperament. He's got the speed. I think he led the nation in yards after contact. So he's the sight. He's number one back, man.
Yeah, and here's the thing on that, Chris, too. Here's what we like about Bijan here in Philadelphia. It's that luxury pick at 10, right? So we're going after and saying, okay, you could pick an offensive lineman, but if your goal is to overtake the Kansas City Chiefs, you need as many weapons as you can. And Bijan fits in that spot, even if it's like, oh, no, you can't take a running back here, Chris, at the top of the draft. I think he just fits with the Eagles, and I loved when I heard that interview that he said that he wanted to play with Jalen Hurts. I loved it, Chris.
Well, the Eagles, they draft well. And so they pick up players all throughout the draft. Man, that Roseman guy is, man, he's pretty good at finding players. And, I mean, you know, I hate the Eagles, right? You know that. I'm a Cowboy fan, so, you know. But Jalen is a Texas boy.
Respect.
Yeah, but that's right. The Eagles are good, man, and you know we're stuck with Jerry. And but they've been doing. We overpaid for Dak, obviously, and he's not good enough. So, and you guys have a quarterback that is good enough. But hey, DRS, I was listening to you. You got two legs in, man. I started this afternoon on the Reds. I started this afternoon on the Yankees, and at over 9.5, I started on the Brewers at over 9. The Blue Jays over 9. And but man, the freaking Rockies, man, Marquez kind of let me down. I took him on the run line just to see if, because you know they had beaten the Indians the last 2 days. I said, well, maybe Marquez. He's actually been the best starter of the three in the series, and they're losing, of course. But that's baseball, right? But
that
I was
baseball. Yeah, Big B getting that start there. Yeah, go ahead.
And the Diamondbacks on the run line with Gallen on today. That should be. A good play right there. 1.5 runs, minus 1.5 runs with the Diamondbacks.
Absolutely.
Beast, huh? So, man, but I was listening to you and you were talking about the Bucks, right? And, you know, last night, all three of the dogs covered and won outright.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these lines, right? What have we seen out of the Bucks, out of the Grizz? The Grizz are, but I just. The Grizz and who's the other underdog? The Knicks. The Cavaliers. I just don't see the Cavaliers beating the Knicks, man. The Knicks got it going pretty well. And I'm with you on the Bucks. Something's wrong. I hope it works out for you on your on your play for the finals, man. But I don't think they can cover 12 tonight, DRS. That's too many, man. That's too many. I think the Knicks went out right. I think the Knicks went out right, and I think the Lakers went out right. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think you're correct on that too. Because when you're taking a look at the Bucks, like what have they shown you? Like these need to win a basketball game, and you're pricing them like they're a 2-touchdown favorite in that game. Now I'm hoping for my sake that they do continue to win and they can come back from a 3-1 deficit here to overtake it. Because then that ticket at 650 looks great, but it doesn't look any greater if they lose this game. But I think you're right about that. We have shown like this game should be a blowout and is priced that way. It hasn't been the case. And the thing I like the best about Chris's call right there, I'm going to be honest as an Eagle fan. Here's what's going to happen. The Eagles don't take Bijan Robinson, and he does wind up on the Dallas Cowboys. And then for the next 5 years, we got to worry about Bijan Robinson running wild out there and dominating when we as Eagles fans could have just sat back and said, hey, you know what? Look at that. He's our guy, not the Dallas Cowboys guy. But that's what the Cowboys do. The one thing I always have to give Jerry Jones credit for is the fact that in the first round, they go for the talent. Ooh, they have a ton of wide receivers. So what? CeeDee Lamb shows up. When you go for the talent in round one, it generally works out in your favor. Instead of saying, well, we can't take a running back at 10. Let's trade back to 17 and get a second round pick and draft an offensive guard. It can work out in the end, but you go for the talent in round one. So if the Dallas Cowboys end up with Bijan Robinson and not my Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit salty about that because you know Bijan is going to hit the ground running in the NFL. Thanks for the call there, Chris from Houston. The phone lines are open if you're listening and want to get some hot takes in. 844-843-6879 as we're cheering on some baseball here in the afternoon, awaiting this stacked card tonight in Major League Baseball and also in the NBA. But let's get to that Lakers-Grizzlies game. 4-point line, Memphis Grizzlies as a favorite, -4. Total listed at 222.5. If we're lining this game up, LeBron James player prop tonight for points, 26.5. Anthony Davis, 23.5. D'Angelo Russell, 15.5. Bane, who had a very good game last game, he's at 24.5. John Morant, 27.5 in this one. We know the usage rate is going to be there, right? Like, we're not going to get a John Morant. I shot 13 times. No, he's going to go nuts. Like, he came back in these previous two games, shot 26 times and 24 times. The last game back there, 44 minutes, 8 for 24 from the floor, 1 of 6 for 3-point range, 19 points. But how about the game previous before that? 41 minutes, 13 of 26, including 6 of 10 from 3-point range. And, oh, yeah, did I mention 9 rebounds and 13 assists? That's incredible. So what do we get out of John Morant tonight? actually went more the assist route tonight for Ja Morant. He's got 20 combined assists in the last two games. I think he does that again tonight. But the Memphis Grizzlies are one of the best teams in the NBA at home. But talking earlier today on the early line with Joe Ranieri, you know, this is a team in the Los Angeles Lakers that you say to yourself, okay, champions with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but you still have to go back along through the route with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Like, Anthony Davis came over from New Orleans, came with LeBron James. LeBron taught him how to win. In the bubble, they came down with an NBA championship. But LeBron James has been there and done that with so many playoff series under his belt. If you weren't maybe a veteran-laden team or a guy that's won multiple championships, sometimes if you are the Los Angeles Lakers, you would say to yourself, hey, man, we got the 3-1 series lead. Why don't we just go and see what happens here in the first half out in Memphis? We know that crowd is loud. We know it's going to be a tough game. But also we know in our back pocket, we have game 6 at home at Crypto.com. And that's where we're going to seize the day. You know you can't do that. LeBron James knows they can't afford to do that. Because this isn't the number one seeded Los Angeles Lakers and the 8th seeded Grizzlies going, we'll close you out whenever we want because we're the top seed. The Grizzlies were the higher seed. I'm not saying that the Grizzlies are actually a better team than the Los Angeles Lakers. And for the props that I took, or should I say the futures that I took, the one I left on the board, which I might be kicking myself, FanDuel, 22-1, Los Angeles Lakers to win the championship. And I passed on that. I said, you know what? Let me just roll Phoenix out there in the West. Because the goal for me would have been that the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers meet up in the Western Conference Finals, and then you can make money off of those tickets there that way. So I do feel a little bit like I cost myself. And it's not surprising to me. I picked the Lakers to beat the Memphis Grizzlies in this series before it started. I did. So as I'm watching out saying, okay, I think the Lakers can close them out, they're going to get every last punch from Ja Morant tonight. And it's just a matter of that usage rate turning into efficiency. Because if he's shooting 20-plus times and is efficient, watch out. I don't know what the Lakers can do. But the Lakers are getting 4 points tonight. And you know LeBron James is going to have the ear of that basketball team. Hey, guys, this isn't, you know, a vacation. This is a business trip. We're coming here to turn this place out in Memphis and go back, and away we go into the second round. Like, that's the way it's going to be done. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. And the X-Man calling in. You know he's ready to go tonight. There's 4 NBA games tonight. There's hockey tonight. X-Man, talk to me. What do we got?
The Colorado Avalanche winning regulation. Going with the Avalanche.
I mean, there you go. Uh-huh.
Okay. We're going with the Phillies on the money line. Uh-huh.
Yep.
We're going with Keegan Murray over 11.5 and Giannis Antetokounmpo over 30.5.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about, 12-1.
What are we talking about? 12-1 payout tonight. Now, yesterday, I mean, there's some games that were just kind of odd. The teams that we thought would get smacked around yesterday, X-Man, actually played well. Give me a thought process then on these 4 games. Like, give me something like, this team's blowing somebody out. This team's not showing up. What do we got tonight in the NBA?
Man, I wouldn't be surprised. All these 3-1s. I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks put it off. New York Knicks go back to New York winners. A lot of people would be happy on the East Coast if that happened. They'd be talking about that for days.
Parties would be set off there. What about the Lakers? What are you feeling about the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies tonight? I mean, K-Dub's just, cheering with all his heart tonight on the Lakers. It's going to be a little heartbroken tonight, or time for celebrations there, X-Man?
Time for a celebration tonight, the Lakers.
Yeah. There you go. X-Man said it all. That's my guy down there. Shout out Virginia Beach. He's got winners 12-1 on deck here. We keep it moving on Moneyline. Much more stuff to go. Many more hot topics and your phone calls all coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Winning Edge is what we do. One final segment here to get your phone calls in. If you want, it's 844-843-6879. Donnie Wrightside here. We're on a solo mission in hour number two. Okay, Dubs, we'll be back tomorrow. Full show, and away we go, because the NFL draft is tomorrow night. Exciting times here on the Sports Grid Network. A lot of really good stuff in store. Live coverage of the NFL draft. So certainly don't want to miss out on that right here on SiriusXM channel 159. But in the Lakers-Grizzlies game, I do have a same-game parlay there, which I'll give out now. And as I told you, I'm sort of going against the grain in this one. Picked up a dub last night, which was fantastic, because my RBI props did not work out all that well. They're working out well today. I just need one more RBI prop to come in. I'm already profitable, but we send it up the food chain. If we can get one more, and certainly two more there, would be sensational. So still rooting on a couple guys to get RBI, including Willie Adames there for the Brewers and Matt Chapman of the Toronto Blue Jays. All right. The same game parlay today, which I took at the FanDuel Sportsbook on the early line this morning, it was John Morant. Not to score points, but to have eight or more assists tonight. I do think he's going to be a big factor. I think his usage rates is going to be high, but I also think a lot of other guys just need to knock down open jump shots, and Josh should be able to get those eight or more assists tonight. Anthony Davis didn't take his points prop, which is in the low 20s, actually took his rebound total. Still should be a monster on the glass, regardless of how effective he is on the offensive side. Him to get 10 or more rebounds tonight, I think he gets that job done. Number three, Dylan the Villain. I took him tonight. Dylan Brooks, over 12.5 points. I said, what are you, crazy? I just think if there's one game where he's going to show up in front of his home crowd and actually be able to speak after the game with confidence, it could be tonight. And we're not asking for him to go nuts and score 25 points. Just has to get 13 points tonight on his home court. I think he gets the job done. And when all three of those legs hit tonight, that'll be a nice tidy plus 238. And that's where we're going to go tonight on that one here. Let's move forward to the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat game. It's a 12-point line tonight. Total listed at 220. It seems ridiculous. It really does. But then again, when it just comes down to it, I don't understand why the Bucks aren't winning games anyway now. I know the Miami Heat, grinding veteran group, Jimmy Buckets, playoff Jimmy. Yeah, I get that. But they're so much more talented here, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Heat. They just haven't played that way. They go 1-1 down to Miami, and you're saying, like, okay, what's the worst-case scenario? Giannis misses Game 3 but comes back for Game 4, and they split, and then they come back home for a pivotal Game 5. That's what you figured. And everything was going according to plan here for the Milwaukee Bucks right up until the end of the fourth quarter. Double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. With Giannis, you got to be able to close that out. They weren't able to do that. But it looks like this price point now is printing money saying, like, yeah, it's automatic that the Bucks win tonight. Now, we saw three games yesterday, all three closeout situations, but most of the home teams there doing the closing out with the big numbers. The Bucks got a big number, but they're not in the closeout situation. They're in the we're about to get closed out situation, not doing the closing. But I do think they win tonight, and I do think they win going away. But I don't know if the Heat are that type of organization that mails it in. I just talked about the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, going from L.A. to Memphis, game in their pocket up 3-1. Not devastating if they lose tonight, but just the mindset, right? And you'll know right away. Milwaukee Bucks 31, Miami Heat 17 at the end of the first quarter. It's like, okay, this is a wrap. They might as well just save Jimmy Butler and not use him up in this game so they can get an all-out effort in Game 6 back in their own building down in South Beach. But I just have that sneaky feeling where you sort of want the tide to change. And I talked about it. Don't be an emotional gambler, even though I'm being an emotional gambler in this spot here, because I just don't understand what my eyes are telling me anymore. Like, wait a second. Milwaukee's not completely healthy, not going to beat the Miami Heat, who are down hero and just basically only have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, and they're going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks when the Bucks had home court advantage, the best record in the NBA, the favorites possibly to win it all. That's what I'm biting into tonight. And I do still think the Milwaukee Bucks win, but I'm not willing to bet them. They barely have showed us they can win games, let alone cover two touchdowns here in a game. But if there was a game where you're supposed to cover two touchdowns, it would be this one. Jimmy Butler's price point tonight, 29.5. Giannis Antetokounmpo is 30.5. Bam Adebayo, 17.5. Kevin Love, 7.5. Like, you see what I mean? We're talking about Gabe Vincent, Kevin Love, Bam Adebayo. Like, I like Bam. I shouldn't disgrace him like that, or disrespect him, I should say. But Kevin Love and Gabe Vincent, come on, man. Start or stop. Think about Drew Holiday tonight, 17.5. Should have a big night. Chris Middleton as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo looked fine, honestly, being on the court. A little bit rusty, but you're like, hey, man, that back looks like it's flaring up. No, it wasn't. They just couldn't make shots to close out the door. And if you're looking for angles to play tonight, it would make sense to say, well, I don't know if I want to lay the 12, but we know the Bucks are going to be up at the half. And I've done this before and lost, done this before and won, because the motivation certainly should be on the Milwaukee Bucks side. We can't leave this game to doubt. Let's close the door quickly. Let's blow this team on the court and give them something to think about for game six. Or do you want to have the Miami Heat keep it close, possibly win, but say to themselves, like, oh, man, we should have had that game. I felt we had that game. Don't worry. We'll get them in game six. You want to put that doubt in their mind. That's the name of the game, and that's the goal. And I think they can get that job done tonight. I really do. So from a Bucks perspective, for me, come on, Bucks. Turn that, because that plus 650 drops immediately if they can win this series. But that's a massive if. It's not even 2-2. It's not even 3-2. Like, it's 3-1 right now. They got to win just to make it 3-2 tonight. But certainly the betting there, and we talked about the series betting when Dave Sharapan was on the phone with us, as well as Kevin. They're being bet as if they're still supposed to win the series, which is pretty wild, down 3-1. It really is. Now, the Golden State Warriors-Sacramento Kings game tonight, it's got everything. It's got intrigue. Why? Because it's a great series so far. Can the Warriors win on the road? They haven't shown a propensity to do that in the regular season. The Sacramento Kings trying to come up in the NBA here, knock off an NBA championship organization. Can they do that? Maybe. But I hope we don't feel robbed by De'Aaron Fox. And it's nothing De'Aaron Fox did. He just got injured. That tip of his finger broken, how that plays into it. He's absolutely been sensational in this series. And it'd be such a shame to ruin this series if he can't play up to his abilities and the Golden State Warriors get a W. Because I thought the Sacramento Kings would be able to win this series. And if they were fully healthy, I would have trusted them to win tonight. But even with that broken finger of De'Aaron Fox, the Kings are still getting respect at plus 1.5. They won games 1 and 2 in Sacramento. Lost games 3 and 4 in the Bay Area, in San Francisco. Now back to Sacramento. And if you're asking me just looking at this here, right? Just looking at it overall. It's a shame, because if Fox was playing, I'd be so confident. And maybe the Kings would be a slight favorite at that point, but they've been disrespected this entire series and from the outcome, or from the get-go, I should say, right to the outcome of the series, where they've been priced as if they're not as good as the Warriors, which I think they're a better basketball team than the Warriors. But I can't honestly say that right now with a straight face if De'Aaron Fox isn't 100%, because that's the linchpin that you can't really match up against. And now if there's going to be an issue with him shooting, dribbling, playing defense, we all know what happens. Nobody in the NBA, for the most part, is looking to injure their opponent. A couple hard fouls on De'Aaron Fox. He's got to land to protect himself. That finger would be hitting the court hard, going up for a layup, hard foul on that hand. I mean, that's all fairness. That's all being fair. As long as it's not an illegal hit. But come on, sometimes it's hard to tell when you cross that line. But I don't know if I can take the Sacramento Kings tonight, getting 1.5 at home, plus 108 on the money line here. The total's 234.5. It just feels like, you know, sometimes I always talk about the term betting into a vacuum, where I know what I can expect here. Like, hey, I know the pitcher. I know the lineup. Everybody's healthy entering into it. Let's see what happens. Like, what if I told you tonight? Because this morning, as I just go over the player props, we didn't have anything here on De'Aaron Fox. And as I look right now, we do. De'Aaron Fox, 24.5. Now, where would you go with that? Knowing full well that he's like, you know, I'm a dog. I'm going to play for my team. I'm not leaving him in a lurch. I know I'm going to be hurting, but I'm trying to get after it. Does he go ballistic tonight? It doesn't matter. Like, hey, man, I told you. Like, the broken thumb doesn't even, like, shot it up. It's fine. You know, I couldn't feel it, but my stroke is still there. I'm still as quick as all get out, and I can use that to my advantage. Do you take De'Aaron Fox tonight, or do you fade him in an instant where you know he's injured? You're not getting full De'Aaron Fox, but also you're not getting full De'Aaron Fox props there at 24.5, baked into the number. What do we expect out of him tonight? Excellence? Or, boy, he showed a lot of heart, but clearly wasn't 100%. You getting that? Because Steph Curry tonight, you're not getting any discount on Steph. 32.5 as his points prop tonight. Klay Thompson, 21.5, which is always interesting in this series because both of these clubs like to shoot the three-point shot. Steph Curry is 4.5 three-point shots, minus 150. That's incredible. That's back to old-school Steph, where we would be taking on, you know, on in-play sports tonight, firing away on three-point player props with parlays and be like, hey, let's take three. Well, we can't use Steph. Why? Because he's 5.5, 4.5. He got to knock down 5. And it's not even value. It's not like, hey, he knocks down 4.5. It's a plus 120 price. That's minus 150. So I guess the real number really is like a 5.5 number, which means you have to drop 6 3-point shots to cash that ticket in. But are you going to doubt Steph Curry? No, I don't want to. Klay Thompson also, but here's the difference. He's 4.5, which means he has to make 5 3-point shots to cash in that ticket. But he's a plus 108, not a minus 150. Malik Monk, over 2.5 at a plus 142, which this is where you get the underlying value sometimes in these games, right? Where if you say to yourself, okay, I love De'Aaron Fox, but if I think he's not fully 100%, but his legs are, can he just run the point for me out there? And again, I'm not saying De'Aaron Fox is going to go out there and score 6 points and the Kings are going to win. That's not happening. But let's just say he can't be the same old De'Aaron Fox. That leaves more shots and more points, more volume opportunities for other guys out there. And who would that guy be? Keegan Murray? Kevin Huerter? Are we taking more three-point shots tonight to try to make up for De'Aaron Fox's slashing to the rim? And maybe De'Aaron Fox doesn't want to go up when he slashes to the rim. Maybe he's more looking to slash to the rim, beat his guy, and kick out for a three-point shot. Because that could make some sense. Man, there is a lot of stuff to go over for this game. And it's just a shame, too. Because I'm heading into it going like, oh, man, look at that. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox isn't all the way there yet. That's a shame, right? And I hope we're wildly disappointed in that take when it goes, hey, man, we got everything and more out of De'Aaron Fox. Because I truly believe that if Fox is healthy, the Kings win tonight. They'll probably get beat in Game 6, then come home and win again in Game 7. Why? Because the Golden State Warriors are a terrible road team here. But how about the method of a first basket tonight? You ever get into that market? Andrew Wiggins free throw, 140-1. Imagine that. He's supposed to like $5 down, $10. I'm like, you know what? Just going to go with Andrew Wiggins 3 to start the game, 30-1. Going to go with Andrew Wiggins dunk to start the game, 100-1. You want to get even crazier? Go with this. Kevin Huerter as a dunk to start the ball game, 250-1. Can you imagine if I'm just going over these props right now and you get a dunk from Kevin Huerter to start the basketball game at 250-1? That would be hilarious. And even me, I'm not willing to take that risk here, even if it is $5. We got one more segment to go on a Wednesday afternoon right here on Moneyline on the Grid. Send you out in style. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here for Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon. Big doings here tonight in the NBA. Also, Major League Baseball, hockey. You got it. Tomorrow, the NFL Draft, which I have a lot of great coverage here on the Sports Grid Network, so make sure you stay tuned to that. Next Major League Baseball game up on the dock at 3:40 p.m., Kansas City in Arizona. The reason I bring that up is, when is the last time you saw this? Fox Bet here in New Jersey has the Arizona Diamondbacks as a minus 303 favorite today. Incredible. Why? Zach Gallen's on the mound, one of the better young pitchers in Major League Baseball against a horrendous team and a horrendous pitcher in Ryan Yarbrough. They should roll in that game. Run line probably should be encouraged to take, but that's certainly up to you. Also today, after that game starts at 3:40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more Major League Baseball games. Again, also up against the NBA playoffs with that four spot starting at 7 o'clock, and that's with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks. And it is funny seeing on social media here the official pictures of Aaron Rodgers holding up his number 8 New York Jets jersey as that trade is official here. Just to get the people caught up on the Major League Baseball scores there this afternoon, Cincinnati 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth over Texas. The top of the seventh inning has Baltimore a 5-2 lead over the Boston Red Sox. Toronto a 4-0 lead in the 4-0 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. And also the Yankees and Minnesota Twins in a slugfest here, 11-5. That was with the Yankees with the lead. Cleveland has a 3-1 win, 3-1 lead over the Colorado Rockies in the top of the seventh inning. And the Milwaukee Brewers in the bottom of the fourth, a 5-2 lead over the Detroit Tigers. I do have that same game parlay tonight in. John Moran, 8-plus assists. Davis, 10 rebounds, which is Anthony Davis. And Dylan Brooks, over 12.5 points at a plus 238. JP, let the people know where you're going tonight with your wagers.
Yeah, we're getting weird. We're doing Cavs money line with Mitchell over 30.5. We're doing Knicks money line with RJ over 17.5. We're getting plus money.
Yeah, that's how it's done. And that's how it's done today on 2 hours. How quickly they go with how much fun and with the amount of information you can get in. Moneyline 2 hours every afternoon here, right here on the Sports Grid Network. Tomorrow, Kevin's going to be back with me, and we are going to have our eye on the NFL draft. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. But you know what? JP behind the wheels of steel and Donnie right side. We'll be back tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.